Jerry Bader Show 951. It's kind of ready for a weekend anyway. I'm really ready for Saturday night now. I am really excited. Even more excited if I thought I was going to have a malted beverage and some snacks, but I'll make it work. Boy, that should be a fabulous basketball game. Talk more about that in the next hour. Two emails from I received them both. One yesterday and one Wednesday on two topics that generated a lot of calls. One was the judge that sentenced a vicious dog to life in prison rather than having the dog put down, thinking that that was better for the dog. And I and several callers said, when a dog is vicious, a dog is vicious. It needs to be put down. A listener very respectfully and very intelligently disagrees with that. I'll get to that one second. The other topic that we took up was where employers demand, not ask, but demand your salary history, or they won't hire you. They won't consider you. You can't say negotiable, and so on. And I said I'm to the point where I don't usually like more regulation, but I wonder if this needs to be regulated because it crimps the free market. I should be able as an individual to negotiate. You're taking that away from me. A loyal listener who listens to the show exclusively on podcasts at jerrybadershow.com writes, "Hey, Jerry, I was a mechanical engineering contractor after being downsized from a large local personal care products manufacturer. I was very well compensated for my time, but as it was a contract position, I knew that it could end at any moment with no notice whatsoever. After a year or so, I found a direct hire position at a smaller company. The interviews with the engineering leadership went very well, and it seemed like a good fit for both parties. The following week, I received a call from my prospective new employer. It was the HR manager. She sounded very upbeat and informed me that I was the candidate chosen and she was going to make me an offer. I offered to meet face-to-face, but she said it wasn't necessary. I should have insisted. She asked how much I made, and I replied that it didn't matter because I was looking for a direct hire position and was willing to balance that security. I have a young son and stay-at-home wife against the higher income I had as a contractor whose job could end at any time. She said she needed my current salary, and I asked what the pay range was for the position, and I reiterated that I was looking for security and would balance that against my income. She told me she wouldn't offer without knowing my current income, and once again, I told her that I was willing to balance. She told me she needed the info, so I told her. She became flustered, told me they couldn't pay that, and hung up on me before I could say anything. I was downsized less than a year later, now make about two-thirds what I had been making, and drive 45 minutes each way. You often gyp yourself as an employer when you assume that it's simply all about the money. I really do hate to ask for more regulation, but I just think it's wrong. I think the free market system is I am a free agent and I can negotiate with you. And as a listener said during that conversation, if you are going to demand my salary history, then I want to know what the person I'm replacing made. It should be a level playing field. Then the vicious dog response. The vicious dogs need to be put down. Very loyal and thoughtful listener. "Hey, Jerry, I agree with you that canine imprisonment is cruel, impractical, and absurd. My input is just that I'd like to see some rehabilitation attempted before destroying an animal if someone is willing to do the work or pay for it to be done. Here's why I say that, and I admit that I'm trying to convert you to my side on this topic. It's not true that a dog tasting blood has an appetite for it forevermore. I don't know, and I'm willing to accept that that's not actually factual. But anyway, one of many examples is one of our dogs when our newly adopted Pomeranian mix bit my 11-year-old son and shredded half his upper lip. It was because he had just been adopted from a puppy mill and never been socialized, was traumatized and terrified. Also because my son didn't realize he'd freak the dog out by trying to kiss it, and we didn't realize it to warn him either. He leaned over to kiss the dog, and the dog freaked out. The dog had just come from an abusive situation, so to him, humans were creatures he had to protect himself from. We knew none of this when we went to the Humane Society and brought home a cute dog to be my daughter's own. She fell in love with him quickly. You are a dog owner. In fact, I grieved with you when you lost Jazz. So I know you understand about all that, so I won't elaborate. That was a dog we lost 4 years ago this month. We trained the dog named Kitty because he'd lived with barn cats and picked up a lot of cat behavior to understand that no one here was going to hurt him, that we would take care of his needs, that there was something called love that could change his perception of humans, and that under no circumstances was biting ever going to work out well for him in this pack. We each had a few scars, and his nickname for a while was The Project. But once he came to understand, he settled down, and we've enjoyed a very wonderful pet all these years. It would have been a shame and injustice to kill him. Our vet says this dog won the dog lottery when he found his way to our home. Most others would have put him down. I agree with her. I know it happens all the time. We are dog people and have adopted 11 mostly special needs, crippled, diabetic, etc. dogs. So we're more geared for this than most families, admittedly. Nonetheless, it proves that rehab is possible. I'll tell you that it was very labor-intensive for a while, and we also had to be careful to crate the dog when company came over. Things for some reason intimidated him. We had to be realistic, diligent, and patient. He is now a perfect gentleman with company, by the way, and hasn't been crated for years. Okay, and I don't have time to read the rest of this. I do agree with her that it can be done. I just don't know that it's always practical if people have the time, patience, and ability that they did. Further, I think in some cases, if the owner has had, and the dog in question of the story this week apparently has had multiple incidents. If there are multiple incidents, where you have harmed someone outside your family, or the dog did, I think you've given up the right to go through this procedure. That would be my opinion. All right, much to get to in the next hour, including Scott Walker modifies the early voting hours bill and liberals are still freaking out. We'll talk about that. Police officer related shootings. And is Wisconsin about to get another marquee golf course and why that's a big deal? It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.